You're listening to Business Stories with Ryan Arcaracci, where I speak to business professionals from all walks of life. Thanks for listening, and let's get to it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Business Stories podcast, and I am excited about this one. I work with a lot of home service professionals, and so there's a lot of questions about, you know, how do you scale a home service business? How do you grow it? How do you make it successful? And my guest today is Aaron Santis. He's with The Roof Coach, and they are a firm, a group of people committed to helping home service professionals in the roofing industry really grow. So Aaron, thanks for being here. You know, tell us a little bit about your background in this industry. And I know you've got, gosh, decades of experience in this. So tell us how it all started.
Yeah, Ryan, thanks. How it all started. Well, right out of high school, I didn't know exactly what I was going to do. I went to work for a family member's friend in a supply warehouse. And here we are 35 years later. So from there, I was in supply to supply contractors, worked in manufacturing, then got into actual contracting, built up a pretty large roofing company and sold it a few years ago. And now I teach roofing contractors how I did it.
So talk to us a little bit about that journey. You said you built a company and sold it. I mean, I'm sure there was, you know, peaks and dips along the way. There were struggles and challenges. Walk us through sort of what you've learned over that time.
Yeah, well, definitely challenges. We started the company in basically 07. Yeah. And, we had pretty lofty goals. We grew an eight-figure business. We started it in 07 to grow an eight-figure business and sell it. So what we did is in the roofing industry, and in the roofing industry, there's a couple different paths to go. If you are in the residential side of things, you can either, be what's called retail. And that's where you have the traditional model. You sell roofs to homeowners wanting to improve and fix their home, or there's this other model that's insurance related. And yeah, with insurance, growing an eight-figure business is not that difficult, because if you have the insurance company, you know, basically buying the roof for the homeowner, you just need a bunch of storm-related work and you can sell a lot of roofs. Way harder to do in the retail realm, where you have competition and the homeowner's paying out of their pocket. It's just a lot harder. So that was our model. So growing that through the recession is definitely a challenge, but we're here to live. We live to tell the tale.
Yeah. Yeah. What were some of the barriers there? I mean, that was a time when things were really getting bad economically, and a roof repair, roof work is not cheap, at least from what I understand. So what are some things you learned through that time? I mean, that was a rough time to really start to build a business. Can you walk us through any like stories or situations you can remember from that time?
Well, and we didn't make it easy. Because my partners and I were leaving another company, a larger company that we were operating for, a parent of one of my partners. We had a lot of employees who wanted to come with us. So we had to do, and this is in 2006, 2007 dollars, we had to do $2 million our first year just to survive. And $2 million right out of the gate, that'd be like trying to do $4 million or so right out of the gate, or maybe even a little more. Right. Now with, you know, no market presence, no nothing. So what was the biggest lesson was learn how to market, learn how to generate leads without having to rely solely on referral, repeat, word of mouth, that kind of thing. Which for most contractors that we help that have been in business for a little while, that's usually comprises 70 to 90% of their lead flow. And it's not bad. It's just that you can't control your growth if that's what you're relying on. Second thing is ability to sell. We were, in order to pay for the, we had to spend a lot of money on marketing in order to pay for that. We had to be able to command a premium price in our marketplace as a brand new company. How do you do that? You have to be able to sell your value. So that's another prime example or a prime critical factor. and you have to have business acumen. I knew how to build that $2 million plan to cover what needed to happen. So I had the business experience and financial knowledge to know exactly what we needed to do. And one of the things we'll talk about today is software, and use software to help do that, track it, and make sure that we're staying on the path to get there.
Yeah. So I want to loop in client tether, you know, and all that we do for roofing and the roofers out there, but talk about why technology is so important. Cause I think a lot of people in the roofing world, they're not super interested in technology. It's not something that's top of mind for them. But talk to us about sort of the features or requirements with technology that essentially help a roofer scale.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and one of the things that we actually have, we have a couple different groups that services we provided or we have built for roofers out there. One is our main standard process is to kind of, it's an accountability type program. We work very closely, a lot of one-on-one. It's kind of a done with you model with people who really want to go fast and they have the resources to do that. And then there's another training that we offer that's more for smaller contractors that need to get their building blocks in place before they're even ready to consider putting fuel into their business. Yep. And for that training, we recently did one of the first trainings we did when we created that group was something we called the six critical elements to leverage your CRM or have your CRM operational in order to be able to scale your home service business. And we put that as one of the primary first training sessions because of how critical it is. If you want to be able to scale, that's one side of it. But also if you are smaller, you only have so many hours in the day. So you need to leverage your time, and technology is, you know, the best way to do that. So that's why it's really critical. One of the things we find, and one of the other reasons why we move this up to the front, a lot of the contractors that we deal with when we first start dealing with them, a big portion of the time that we spend with them to get started is to clean up their data and to give them a model, a framework to work within. And to get their software performing properly. Because if you don't have those things performing properly, it's very similar to, I would imagine, I'm not a pilot, but I would imagine the analogy I like to use is, it's kind of like, you know, flying in your Cessna without any instruments on a cloudy day. Yeah. You know, you might get to your destination, but you also may end up in the side of a mountain. So we want to keep, the reason people hire us is they want to keep their business out of the side of the mountain.
Right. And when you say clean up your data, what are you finding out there as far as data goes with a lot of roofers? Is it a lack of organization? Is it just that data is not complete? Is the process is weak? Like, what are you seeing are the biggest problems?
Yes.
Yes. To all those.
all those things. Yeah. It's all those things. And mainly it's not for, they don't have a model. They don't have a model. They don't have a model. They don't know why it's important. So it's not something that is a priority. And that's one of the things we help people straighten out. And this isn't a promo for us. We're just talking about kind of the reality of what we find. And, you know, one of the things that's so gratifying is every single one of our clients that we deal with, I hear it time and time again is, holy smokes, I've got real information. Right. I've got real information now. And by having real information, there's a peace of mind that comes along with that. I had a gentleman I was working with, that I work with, and I want to see his last week or the week before. He's like, I'm kind of stressed out about August. I'm like, August, it's April. And he said, yeah, but I know what my numbers are in August. I know what they're going to be now. I know what I have to do. I said, okay, well, man, you know, we're doing good. We're actually up on the year and everything's, you're tracking well. He goes, you know what? It's cool. I'm not really that stressed out about it. I'm just thinking about it. He goes, I used to be stressed out all the time because I didn't know what was coming at me. I didn't know what was going to be happening, you know, but now it's a good stress because I'm preparing for it.
Right.
So, you know, it's an entirely different paradigm that you have. And if you want to scale, if you want to build your business, we like to say do business on purpose. you have to have a plan and all that stuff, but none of that works if you don't have, if you're not leveraging your software to make sure that you're on track, that everything's operating properly.
What do you think is the most important part of the software that helps you do that? Because I think for us, you know, we notice a lot with analytics. So as a home service professional, it's good to know what last year looked like and the year before to see some trends. So do you recommend, Aaron, that people really get a deep dive into their analytics and their dashboard analytics and look at their processes and see what works and what didn't work and all of that?
It's a great question. So this training that we put together, and I'm trying to think about as you're saying this, the things that we would look at and use it for. There's kind of many, right? It really touches, we talk about people's businesses being kind of three main sections. You've got your sales/marketing, you've got your administrative, and you have your operational components. And your CRM software, you know, and sometimes CRMs can be combined with, you can have an operational software and a CRM that's more marketing heavy, depending on how you operate your business. But the software in general is going to touch all those different areas. So as far as the dashboard and what's important, it depends on, you know, from a sales standpoint, are we hitting our sales, our revenue goals? Are we getting in the amount of leads that we should based on the marketing that we're doing and getting the return on our investment for that? That's one element. The other side of it is, once we have jobs, are they moving through the workflow properly? Are we making sure that we're satisfying our clients and giving them the customer satisfaction and doing the jobs within our budgets to make sure that we're making the profits that we should on the jobs? Then administratively, are we distributing the information to the people that need it? Are we able to report? Are we collecting the revenues that we're supposed to be collecting within the time frame that we should? So all that stuff. And that's, you know, the... So it kind of touches all different areas.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So talk to us, I mean, sort of about Roof Coach in terms of who do you look to help? I mean, who do you feel your target client is? I know there's a lot of roofing companies out there and they might be really struggling. What are you seeing as challenges out there right now in the current market? And how do you approach helping new clients, you know, from the get-go?
Sure. Right now, it depends. It depends on where you're at in the country. If you're in a storm-related market and there's big storms happening, then the revenue's not a problem. Then you have more of a controls problem. So that's not really our market. We focus more on the people who aren't in storm markets. In the non-storm markets, the economy's a little soft, but there's still work out there. The companies that we've been working with since prior to the slowdown are having great years because they've had a plan and they've been executing it. But the main issues are, it's not really limited to now. It's always and constant with our industry. And that is that, just like many industries that are business owners that are coming from some sort of a technician background. It could be roofing. It could be that they are dentists, attorneys, you know, where they're a specialist of some sort, and they go into business. They're good at their trade, but not necessarily good at operating a business. And our tagline is turning roofers into CEOs. So that's what we're focused on trying to do. Yeah, I didn't go to college. I didn't come from a wealthy anything. Most of my friends, our option when we graduated high school was to the main option was to go to work at either the steel mill or the shipyard. My thoughts are I figured it out I was able to do it. So it's not really that difficult. You just need to learn. It's called the roofing business for a reason. You just need to learn how to do it. You learn the roofing part, and then you need to learn the business part.
So for a roofer that's not tech savvy, I mean, how do you recommend them approaching the technology for the business so they can get into that position, so they can put on those CEO shoes, but really get over that hump? Because that's the biggest thing, is a lot of them, they don't know what route to go in terms of technology. And I think there's a lot of them out there. There's Client Tether, obviously, but there's others too. You know, where do you start with someone who's just kind of afraid to tackle that?
Sure. Well, just like really any knowledge, if it doesn't come to you naturally, you can't do it naturally, then you need to go and hire someone to help you. So that's kind of where we come in. The people that that work with us are the people that want to be where they want to be, and they realize that they've gotten themselves to where they're going to get. And there's more. There's a book. I can't remember the name of the author, but it's pretty interesting for those of you who are out there listening. And if you're struggling and wondering what you should do, or you've hit a ceiling, but there's a book called What Got You Here Won't Get You There. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we get ourselves as entrepreneurs to a certain level based on our abilities. And then we have to be humble enough to go, you know what? I don't know everything. I don't know how to do these things, and I need to get help if I want to go to that next level.
Right.
So that's kind of that's the biggest, and this isn't a plug for us. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on personal development, not just personal development, but training, and I still spend money to this day. I got no patience. So I like to learn things, and I like to figure out how stuff works, but I know that if I hire somebody that actually has done it and knows it better than me, I can get there a lot faster. So right. My biggest recommendation would be, if you know, humble yourself. If you want to have success, it's out there, but you might need to enlist a competent and capable group to assist you in getting where you need to be. The learning how to run your software, any of the softwares that are available to roofing contractors, they're probably less difficult than putting on a roof. But you know, it's not natural and spending the time to do it. So if that's the case, you know, get some help. But the most important thing is to adopt the mindset of, you know, avoidance is not an option.
Right. Right. One of the biggest things I see too in the home service world is time, right? Because, you know, it takes time to do a lot of these projects. You're trying to manage crews, the time to go somewhere, and the time and everything. And how do you shape software to give you more time, especially in roofing? Because to me, it's just, these jobs are not, they're expensive. They're also very time consuming. And there's time to prep, and there's time for after the job's done. So how do you recommend time management with a lot of these people you work with?
You mean in regards to software?
Well, it's the software being a part of it, but just in general,
Well, so when I built my business, we had a combination of an operating software and a CRM, very similar to Client Tether. And we used them both. They were interconnected. And I just love automation software. And that's basically a big component of what Client Tether does. And I automated everything I could think of. I used to have a saying, if a monkey can do it, let a monkey do it. And the monkey is the machine. So anything, follow up with clients, once jobs were done, integrating referral programs and mailing of anything. If I could automate that, and just any menial task, and lots of reminders and all the other stuff, just to make sure people stay on track, but also management. You know, a lot of people don't know how to manage. That's one of the things we are big on teaching. You know, it's not sexy. The most important things that we like to teach are understanding your financials, doing a business plan, monitoring your business plan, and teaching you how to manage. Not the stuff a lot of people want to know. They want to know about marketing and sales and really, you know, scaling up that way. But anyways, so you can use your software to help you with all of those things instead of micromanaging people and always having to remember and stay on top of them. You know, have reminders that this is due on these days and this person is responsible for that. And let's check in with them and then let's have the data to actually measure the results on what happened, so we can either pat them on the back or talk about what we need to do to improve. Right. So, I mean, I could go on and on and on and on about it, leveraging software to help you. And the other thing is now with having things be web-based, you know, every single contractor I talk to wants two things. They want freedom and control, right? They want freedom, like they have financial ability to live the lifestyle they want, and they want control to know that they can direct the business in the way they want and be, feel safe about what's going on. And having a web-based software is the number one most important thing to be able to do that.
You know, as we wrap it up, Aaron, can you give us any particular stories of clients you've worked with and how you've helped them scale and the results they've gotten from it? I'm sure you've got some good ones.
Yeah, well, quite a few, actually. I mean, we have a sales process that is very effective. So immediately we see people that increase their close ratios by, you know, go from 20% to 30% to 40%. And these are, you know, so we're talking 30 to 50% increases in close ratios. And we will typically also help them be able to charge net to the bottom line 5 to 10% more for their work, not have to rely on being, to be able to sell just on price, but be able to sell on value. And the great thing about our process is it's not high pressure. It's very logic-based and value-based and consultative. So pretty much anybody can do it. So that's one of the big things we hear all the time. And what's, you know, we've been coaching and training people really for a couple of years now, and not in a massive, large scale way from the business development side, smaller because we've been building out all of our training modules, which is pretty much done now. But the people that we have been working with, what's really gratifying is they've gone from not knowing how to scale, what to do, to having all the stuff in place, and now really being able to just kind of on demand, okay, we're going to grow by X amount. We're going to spend this much money on marketing. We're going to put in these places. Now I'm going to start recruiting for these individuals. We can plug them into the systems and processes that are in place, and it's getting fun. You know, where people were like, oh, I don't believe it can ever happen. This business is ridiculous. And to, holy smokes, this is fun now. You know, this is like, it's happening. So, and it's not, I'm not talking about bazillions of dollars, but that's not, like I say, that's not really, I mean, some people are driven by that. Most people want to have a business they can run on purpose and have control, and that will give them freedom and the lifestyle that they want. And we're starting to see that with a lot of our clients.
So what does that look like where they can say, look, I'm going to go on vacation for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month, and I know my business is going to run itself while I'm away. It's basically,
well, or yeah, I would never say, you know, I'm not the overhype person that's going to say, oh, you're going to run on autopilot and you can, you know, disappear. You can go wherever you want and be confident and look at the controls and know what's happening. And because it doesn't matter what the machine is. Even if you've got you go to a manufacturing facility, somebody's got to check the machine because the machine does have a malfunction every once in a while. So I would never say, you know, total